Hello, everyone. This is Tim Pichot with the Liberty Advisor Show. We are here with Bruce Bauman at Eric Opoko 2019. Had to figure out what year it was for a second there. But last night, we were at the Turtle release party, and I remember going last year, and it was sort of something where I was going to go to another party and ended up there. And I had really low expectations, and I got there, and I was just blown away. And so I was telling other people who may have had some low expectations of it, like, hey, this is quite the party. And so last night, as you're doing the MC and giving the introduction, I just felt such an incredible vibe, such an incredible amount of energy. And I just thought it was one of the best. I'm honestly disappointed I didn't have it taped, because I thought it was one of the best introductions I've ever seen in my life. And everyone around me was just captivated by where this energy came from. So I just want to know, like, how you, where all this energy comes from, how you got into this greater, I don't want to necessarily call it a movement, but how you ended up basically where you are today.
Wow. I could go so long on what my answer would be. I could go the 10-minute version. I could go the 5-minute version or the 2-minute version. So I just want to say thank you. Wow, that's some amazing feedback. I just want to say that the energy comes from within. I have a lot of energy for standing up for what's right. I grew up thinking that those pesky terrorists that got us on 9/11, I needed to like stand up and find those guys. I played video games. And then all of a sudden, I seen a YouTube documentary on Google Video back in the day, Loose Change, and it blew my mind. Thank you to Dylan Avery, and inspired by Luke Rudowski, We Are Change. So I started my own YouTube channel, Bruce We Are Change, back in the day. I have a case against the Federal Reserve from when I was arrested outside the Federal Reserve in 2011, where I sued the Federal Reserve on a false arrest case. My YouTube channel has many evolutions, where I shouted out at Joe Lieberman in 2013 about 9/11 and the missing $2.3 trillion. So my kind of life started out as an activist vibe. Once I saw Loose Change, it like changed me from like honoring my country by like serving in a military violent force to honoring my country by being a peaceful warrior, standing up for what's right. And it's just, it's evolved so many times, like from an activist chanting down Babylon and just being like sick of what the problems are, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, and the geoengineering, and all the different topics that we could go through, the vaccines and the water fluoridation, all the things. But what are we doing about it? What's the action? And so in 2014, I started taking more action in creation of community, like community events, retreats, monthly open mics. The last 5 years, we've had We Are Change open mics in Denver. Every last Monday, you can come check them out. It's an open mic, live interview, and a headliner. I've become in my power more and more. The energy comes from myself being in my comfort of just being who I am, and I can be okay with myself. I can have my shoes off. I don't need a tie. I don't need, my hair looks goofy sometimes because I'm on the beach and I just went swimming, but I don't care. It's just who I am. And so I'm just really, really thankful to have my my balance that I do with the activism and then moving it into more music and emceeing at music concerts and different things. And like right now, I'm hanging out with Elias Clay, and we're going to go interview a hero, G. Edward Griffin. Hopefully, I talked to him a little bit ago. So we wanted to keep it brief. I wanted to tell you a little bit about that and just like give you a little bit of my story. But how you can plug in with us is the We Are Change open mic. We do a 5th annual event recently in January called the Community Share Fest. And that was where everybody donates warm clothes at a concert with 20 artists. And then everybody at a follow-up day gives the clothes back directly to the people instead of just to the rescue mission. So these are just simple actions that I've done over the years that you can easily recreate. I think we need to talk about the ideas when we're at these events. Anarchapulco, in my humble opinion, would be some sort of freedom Bilderberg group where the best minds for the freedom movement come together, plot an agenda. We all go back to our local areas. We engage the policy that we talk about. Peaceful anarchy, nonviolent warriors going home, fighting the system, but recreating the system, balancing that. Because we need to be able to address the problems, but we need to balance that with solutions. Because if we're not having that balance, it's worthless. And if we're not communicating to people who are listening, then it's worthless. So we got to really take focus on how we're communicating, when we're communicating. Is it consensual? Like, are we going on too long? Do you have any other questions?
Well, one of the things you said is not just enough just to come down here and hang out with a bunch of cool people for a week and then go home and all of a sudden, kind of forget about it. And you also talked about there was, I believe, there's three action items or three, what are the three main things that, kind of is the main passion. So I just want to say, what are your three main things that you're trying to help out with the community?
Yeah, I was giving everybody just an idea prompt, just like, hey, think about three ideas that you got. Think about three things that you could bring to this grand jigsaw puzzle, the great conversation. What's a step that you think humanity could unify on and take action on something? One of my ideas was if we focused on Denver water fluoridation, for example. If Denver, the city and county of Denver, stopped putting water fluoride, fluoridating the water, hydrofluorosilic acid, toxic waste from the aluminum and phosphate mining, if they stopped adding that into our water, maybe we would then have an effect of having other local areas all around the country do it. Maybe then we would have a consciousness effect in our country to then take action on other items, maybe vaccine issues. Mandatory vaccines are getting more close these days with laws. We don't need any laws telling us what we can do. No, I haven't.
So just today, CNN had an article saying that they're basically lobbying our Facebook. It was a Facebook came out and said that they want to have a way to be able to stop all anti-vaccine articles from being spread. And it was a CNN article.
So this is exactly what I'm talking about. I didn't even know that today. Yeah. So this is exactly what I'm talking about. There is a huge agenda to make mandatory vaccines. And as long as we stand up for what was right, we can destroy that agenda. That agenda to make mandatory vaccines is a very silly, silly agenda. And I'm looking forward to seeing what other people have ideas. I did the Colorado Label GMO Fest back in 2014 when I thought voting was still a good idea. But I still have never voted in my life. So just everybody, get to know about yourself. Contact me on YouTube, Bruce We Are Change. If you want to learn about me, come find me.
Thank you very much for your time. I know you've got J.R. Griffin, but we definitely appreciate it. And that was just an awesome speech you gave last night. And we are very grateful to have people like you in this movement. And thank you for everything you've done.
Appreciate the time. Right. I appreciate it. Yep. I mean,
thank you.
We need more independent media. We need more independent media. So everybody, just thank you for watching. And thank you so much for this opportunity from Anarcapulco this year. And hopefully we'll see you next year. Peace.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Why would anybody want to buy Bitcoin inside their IRA? I mean, the whole point of Bitcoin was to have peer-to-peer electronic cash. So why are you going to have a financial intermediary buy Bitcoin for you? Why don't you just cash out your 401k, cash out your IRA, cash out your retirement plan, and just buy Bitcoin on your own? Well, the reason for that is if somebody had January 1st, 2017, invested $100,000 into Bitcoin, and then 1 year later, they would have had, after taxes and the 10% penalty, they would have just under $900,000. So you would have turned $100,000 into close to $900,000. So you're obviously doing something right. However, there is a better way that they could have done it. What they could have done is they could have done a Roth conversion. With a Roth conversion, you save the 10% penalty. So you've got 10% more that could be invested into crypto. And the beauty of this is that now all of your gains are now forever tax-free. So you put the $100,000 in, and now, again, you're getting out of paying the 10% penalty. And now, after even all my management fees, you now have a little over $1 million. We have all the exact specific numbers linked down or should be on the screen right now. I don't have it memorized. But, you know, to me, you know, $1 million sounds a little bit better than $900,000. And having tax-free gains forever sounds better than having $900,000 that now any appreciation or hopeful potential appreciation would then be subject to tax. And the other reason why we thought of this, or really the genesis of this, is I had heard a lot of people doing this, and I thought that, hey, there's got to be a better way. But the main reason is you've got a lot of people who the only money they have to invest is inside of their retirement accounts. A lot of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, even people who have $1 million IRAs, a lot of them don't have actual extra money to invest. They don't have rainy day funds. And the rainy day funds should be kept in actual safe, liquid, you know, basically cash or really short-term treasury bills. It shouldn't be invested into Bitcoin. And so a lot of people just don't have that extra money to invest. And so taking a small percentage of your IRA or 401k and then, you know, putting it into Bitcoin, if you know what you're doing and you understand the risk and you actually believe in this philosophically, is actually, I think, you know, a good move to make. So again, if you're going to pull money out of your 401k to buy Bitcoin, you should talk to myself, because I think that the Roth IRA conversion is a much better way of doing things. And that is why somebody would want to consider having Bitcoin inside their IRA as opposed to cashing out their 401k and just buying it outright.